Today on The Work of Art, a reflection on the collaborative nature of the artistic process. This series of weekly programs exists to uncover the multiple layers that contribute to creative product. In our haste to consume artistic endeavors, we sometimes overlook the thousands of pieces that must come together for the enjoyment of a piece of work. Mozart was a genius, but his music would remain scratches on paper were there not conductors and musicians to breathe life into the scores. Michelangelo was prolific, but without Tuscan stonecutters to deliver the marble, flawed as it was, his David would have remained just an idea. Without a community of designers and performers to animate the show, Lin-Manuel Miranda's work would be silent. From the archives today, Tony Award-winning lighting designer Howell Binkley recalls the collaborative process of the Broadway musical Hamilton. Binkley, Lin-Manuel Miranda, and director Thomas Kail had worked together on Miranda's first successful musical, In the Heights, in 2008. In the several years that Miranda built Hamilton, after reading historian Ron Chernow's biography of Alexander Hamilton, Kail and Binkley were there, helping to mold and tune that final product.
Does working with somebody consistently, does it help in getting another project?
Well, you're absolutely right. I think when you just establish a relationship with a director, you establish kind of an unspoken type of vocabulary, you know, especially when it going into formatting a show. You know, a director likes to bring his team with him, you know, costume designer, set designer, choreographer, you know, that sort of thing. When we all work together on a lot of projects, it's a great chemistry that develops through that course of, you know, formatting through a show and putting one up, especially when it's new material, which I just love working on, and so does Tommy and so does Lynn, you know, really establishing new material, seeing how it's going to work, how it's going to not work, and, you know, working around the way it doesn't work to make it work. So there's a whole process involved, and, you know, you're in this business long enough to know what, you know, that great process of, you know, figuring things out when they don't work and when they do and that sort of thing.
So there's an advantage because many people may not be aware, but Hamilton was not an overnight success, nor was In the Heights. These shows both workshopped for quite a while and then started, I believe, at the Public Theater in New York?
That's correct. Yeah, we went through many, many workshops before we even got to the Public. You know, I mean, the show even had a book at one point, you know, and it, you know, ran about 5 hours just in a workshop situation. So, you know, there were many, many barriers that we all had to cross and learn about and that sort of thing through the course of Hamilton. So, and that's what really made it so much fun and exciting, because each level we took it to, we all learned something, and the show was able to grow and prosper.
Every lighting designer has some trademark tricks that they use in shows, and I know Hamilton has given you just some opportunities. Can you kind of share some of the things that you got to do in Hamilton that you'd been maybe experimenting with and had thought about before, but this was the first show that the creative staff said, run with this?
Well, I think one great thing about Hamilton that it's just the environment of the show and what the show is about. It's just great choreography, and I love doing dance work, and Andy Blankenbuehler's choreography was just, you know, so storytelling throughout Hamilton. And being able to be able to light dance on such a great set, too, was I was very fortunate to be able to have that real estate to be able to get low side light in and that sort of thing to really sculpt the bodies in a unique way, you know, through the course of the show. And just being able to tell the story, you know, in that environment as well. There's not a lot of scenery in the show. It's really just one set through the whole thing. So it was up to me to carve in areas and lay out places that would establish locations. So that was very challenging for me, but also just having great resources of real estate to be able to put lights in good and great places to be able to do that.
What was your favorite number from the show? I know you, the whole show, but was there a number that really stood out for you as a challenge or a lot of fun?
Well, I think the Yorkshire battle, that whole process of, you know, just the journey of all that, of you know, the battle of scenes and that were very exciting and fun to do. You know, and I think that for the audience members, very exciting as well, and that was our job, you know, to make this piece exciting and with all the storytelling that's going on within the music and the movement, and being able to thread from song to song, because there's really no, it's all sung, you know, so being able to thread from one song into the next was a huge challenge for all of us.
Oh, am I talking too loud? Sometimes I get overexcited, shoot off at the mouth. I never had a group of friends before. I promise that I'll make y'all proud.
Let's get this guy in front of a crowd.
I am not going to wait my shot.
Lighting designer Howell Binkley reminding us of the importance of behind-the-scenes collaborators to the artistic effort. The Work of Art is a weekly series airing Fridays at 4:44 on New Orleans Public Radio. It is provided with generous support from the Helles Foundation.